Well, God bless you guys in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And thank you, Alan Shati, for allowing me to share a little bit of my heart and God's word. Well, those of you listening to this teaching later, you didn't get to hear the glorious song that was played, and it's entitled Amen, and it's from Lilies of the Field, the movie from 1963. And my sharing is entitled Amen, a Glorious Affirmation of Praise. Anyway, this word amen, I was taught as a child to say amen at the end of a prayer, but I never knew why. And I was raised in an Episcopal church, bless their hearts. I got born again, but it was kind of solemn. It was like, amen. Anyway, what does amen really mean? Well, my wonderful husband, Clyde, did this study around Thanksgiving last year. And he literally spent hours and weeks doing this study. He's got all these concordances and different, you know, his Septuagints and his Strongs and all his stuff. And, of course, I let him do his thing, but forgive me, Father, I thought to myself, what the heck is he doing? This is kind of silly. Wow, was I wrong? This word amen is such a familiar word, and it's literally known around the world. It's the same word in ancient Greek, Hebrew, English, Korean, Spanish, Chinese, German, classic Syriac, Arabic, Aramaic. The list goes on and on. And the word actually is almost spelled the same, and it basically sounds the same, except for different, the different accents. But once again, what does this word mean biblically? So many religions say amen. My goodness, the Jews, the Christians, the Muslims. And get this, guys. According to Wikipedia, religious groups practice this word amen primarily as a response to prayer or as a concluding word. But let's go to the word in a minute and see. So amen in the Old Testament is translated 27 times, amen, one time, so be it, and two times, truth. This word truth we're going to go back to at the end of the teaching. It's very exciting. The first usage is found in Numbers chapter 5, verse 22. And the verse ends with amen, amen, and it's doubled. It's very intense. We are not going to look at this record tonight, but when I studied it a little bit, I understand why some religious groups are convinced that the word amen is to be spoken in a solemn, joyless manner, like those nuns on before they start singing. So I'm going to be reading from the King James, and if you would please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 27. We're going to look at a few of these. Amen is found 12 times in this section, and Moses is teaching the people of Israel the law that God had revealed to him, and the people were required to strictly adhere to his instructions or else. We're going to take a look at a few verses. So in Deuteronomy 27, we're going to look at verse 15. Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Let's look at verse 18. Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way, and all the people shall say, Amen. Verse 24. Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor secretly, and all the people shall say, Amen. Verse 26 is a summary, and listen to this. Cursed be he that conformeth not to all the words of this law, that confirmeth not to all the words of this law, and do them, and all the people shall say, Amen. Now, I'm telling you, this word amen, it's a confirmation or an oath to God. And those people had to understand that they would be cursed for disobedience. Pretty scary stuff. Praise God, we don't live in the law administration. It's grace. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we as God's children, we never want to disobey God. We don't want to lead our brother out of the way. We don't want to smite our neighbor or make a little idol and worship it in secret. We don't want to disobey, but we're not perfect. And that's why we needed a Savior. So the following chapters of Deuteronomy, and mostly a lot in Leviticus, of course, lists all the curses of disobeying the law, as well as the many, 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 many blessings of being obedient. So praise you, Father. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. What do we say? Amen. Okay, so let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 16, please. And in chapter 16 of 1 Chronicles, King David, with all the priests and all the people, had just brought the Ark of the Covenant of God back to the place David had prepared for him. And they were all celebrating and rejoicing and giving thanks and praise to God. So in chapter 16, we're going to read verse 34. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. 35. And say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, excuse me, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen. Why? That we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. Verse 36. Blessed be the God of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said, Amen, and praise the Lord. Wow. And David was such an amazing man. The word says that he was a man after God's own heart. I want to be like King David. He wasn't perfect, but man, his heart was perfect before the Lord. So the word amen is also found 5 times in the book of Psalms, declaring God's absolute goodness and majesty. And it says, you know, in these verses it says amen, and sometimes amen and amen, doubling the worship and praise and reverence and honor and confirmation that God is absolutely the best. And we love to say amen, don't we, family? Amen. Let's keep moving. This word amen is huge. We'll look at the New Testament now, and this is interesting. Amen is translated 100 times as the word verily, found 98 times in the Gospels, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And this word verily is fascinating and spoken primarily by our Lord Jesus Christ. And only in the Gospel of John is it doubled, verily, verily. And it's doubled 30 times in the Gospel of John and spoken by Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. And there isn't enough time tonight to go into this word verily. It is amazing. Whew, and it's interesting that Jesus Christ used the word amen or verily before speaking important truths. Absolutely shall be what he spoke. And the word amen is also translated amen 50 times in the New Testament. Although 24 times was added by men and is not found in any of the older manuscripts, we're not going to go there tonight. But if you're curious, a great reference for identifying where amen was not added is Walter J. Cummins' book, A Journey Through Acts and the Epistles. So let's move into the New Testament. It's very interesting that amen is found nowhere in the book of Acts. Interesting, huh? The principal usage for the word amen is in the New Testament gives honor, praise, and glory and thanks to our God, once again confirming that he is the absolute best. Let's turn to Romans chapter 11, please. It's used 7 times in the book of Romans. And we're going to start in verse 33 and read through 36. Oh, the depth and the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out, though we will always try to find out. Verse 34, for who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor? 35, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? 36, for of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. And they all said, Amen. Praise to God. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 1, please. Let me look at a couple more of these. In Galatians chapter 1, we'll read verses 3 through 5. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God our Father. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Once again, glory, praise, thanks, and hallelujah, confirming. Yes, our God is good, isn't he? And our Lord Jesus Christ, man, oh man, oh man. We're going to turn to Ephesians chapter 3, please. And we're going to look at Paul's amazing prayer. So in verse 3, I think we have time to read the whole little prayer there. Chapter 3, verse 14. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. And to know, that word is gnosko, to really know, experientially know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that we could ever ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Verse 21. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, or and in Christ Jesus throughout all ages. World without end? Amen. Man, we can and do use amen at the end of a prayer, but it should always be with the declaration of praise and thanksgiving. We pray to our God in the name of our glorious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and give God the glory. But we should pray and glorify him all the time, in the beginning of the prayer, in the middle of the prayer, and all throughout the day. Now, I'm not done. I'm almost done. I told you at the beginning that this word amen was translated truth twice in the Old Testament. And we're going to turn to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 65, please. I just thought this was amazing, and I wanted to share this teaching thing, this sharing that Clyde did. It's like 12 pages long, and he's not even done, but but I, when I, you know, finally read it, I was like, I got to share this with my family. Okay, in Isaiah 65 and verse 16 is where it's used twice. That he who blesseth himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth. That word truth is amen. And he that sweareth in the earth shall swear by the God of truth. Amen. Because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hid from mine eyes. And I love the context of this. We're going to read a just a couple more verses. Verse 17, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. So, but be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy." Isn't that beautiful? Oh, man. So let's turn to Revelation chapter 3. And here is another place that I was just like so blessed to get a little bit more understanding, because I never quite understood this verse. Let me get there, guys. I know I can find it. So Revelation 3 and in verse 14. "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God." This is God's only begotten Son. And when he got his new resurrected body, he is the Amen too, yeah, just like his daddy. So I'm going to close here in Revelation 22:20. And I found that one pretty simply, since it's set on the screen here and the last page in the Bible. And in Revelation 22:20, it says, "He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus." Wow. So, Heavenly Father God, thank you, Father. We praise you and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your amazing, wonderful, matchless word. We're so thankful, Father, that you've placed us together in this body of Christ. And boy, this is a big family. It goes all around the world. But we just want to give you our thanks and praise, Father, for this sweet fellowship tonight and for allowing us, revealing to us wonderful truth in your word. So thank you, Father, for a sweet night's sleep for all. In the name of Jesus Christ, praise you, God. Amen.